Based on the freedom doctors would have to recommend marijuana and the open-ended list of medical conditions that would qualify, State Attorney General Pam Bondi argued the proposed amendment would make Florida one of the most lenient medical marijuana states. She made that claim in her state Supreme Court argument to prevent the proposed medical marijuana amendment from reaching the ballot. Ben Pallara is the campaign manager for the medical marijuana group United for Care. He disagrees with Bondi and PolitiFact.
Their conclusion is more or less a mixed bag, but they still put the rating as mostly true.
Pallara sees contradictions in that conclusion. PolitiFact points out there is no provision for Florida patients to grow their own marijuana, as there is in several states, and no protection for them if they fail drug tests. Pallara's group is nearing its signature-gathering goal for bringing the issue to the voters. He doesn't think that Bondi's statement, now certified by PolitiFact, will hurt the effort, but he doesn't want Floridians to think a medical marijuana system would not be tightly regulated.
There's broad support for medical marijuana in the state of Florida, but there is not broad support for legalization of marijuana.
20 states now allow medical marijuana under a variety of regulatory schemes. Despite PolitiFact's conclusion that Florida's law would be among the most lenient, much of Florida's proposed regulation is as strict as in any other state. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.